My toes, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, are growing.
When Pooh had finished, he waited for Piglet to say that of all the outdoor hums for snowy weather he had ever heard, this was the best. And after thinking the matter out carefully, Piglet said,
It isn't the toes, Pooh, as much as the ears.
By this time they were getting near Eeyore's gloomy place, which was where he lived, and as it was still very snowy behind Piglet's ears, and he was getting tired of it, they turned into a little pine wood and sat down on the gate which led into it.
They were out of the snow now, but it was very cold, and to keep themselves warm, they sang Pooh's song right through 6 times, Piglet doing the tiddly-poms and Pooh doing the rest of it, and both of them thumping on the top of the gate with pieces of stick at the proper places. And in a little while they felt much warmer and were able to talk again.
I've been thinking, and what I've been thinking is this. I've been thinking about Eeyore.
What about Eeyore?
Well, poor Eeyore has nowhere to live.
Nor he has.
You have a house, Piglet, and I have a house, and they're very good houses, and Christopher Robin has a house, and Owl and Rabbit and Kanga have houses, and even Rabbit's friends and relations have houses, or some things. But poor Eeyore has nothing. So what I've been thinking is, let's build him a house.
Oh, that's a grand idea. Where shall we build it?
We shall build it here, just by this wood, out of the wind, because this is where I thought of it. And we will call this Pooh Corner. And we will build an Eeyore house with sticks at Pooh Corner for Eeyore.
There was a heap of sticks on the other side of the wood. I saw them. Lots and lots, all piled up.
Thank you, Piglet. What you have just said will be a great help to us, and because of it, I could call this place Pooh and Piglet Corner. If Pooh Corner didn't sound better, which it does, being smaller and more like a corner. Come along.
So they got down off the gate and went round to the other side of the wood to fetch the sticks.
Christopher Robin had spent the morning indoors, going to Africa and back, and he had just got off the boat and was wondering what it was like outside when who should come knocking at the door but Eeyore.
Hello, Eeyore. How are you?
It's snowing still.
So it is.
And freezing.
Is it?
Yes. However, we haven't had an earthquake lately.
What's the matter, Eeyore?
Nothing, Christopher Robin, nothing important. I suppose you haven't seen a house or whatnot anywhere about.
What sort of house?
Just a house.
Who lives there?
I do. At least, I thought I did, but I suppose I don't. After all, we can't all have houses.
But Eeyore, I didn't know. I always thought...
I don't know how it is, Christopher Robin, but what with all the snow and one thing and another, not to mention icicles and such like, it isn't so hot in my field about 3 o'clock in the morning as some people think it is. It isn't close, if you know what I mean. Not so as to be uncomfortable. It isn't stuffy. In fact, Christopher Robin, quite between ourselves and don't tell anybody. It's cold.
Oh, Eeyore.
And I said to myself, the others will be sorry if I'm getting myself all cold. They haven't got brains, any of them, only grey fluff that's blown into their heads by mistake, and they don't think. But if it goes on snowing for another 6 weeks or so, one of them will begin to say to himself, Eeyore can't be so very much too hot about 3 o'clock in the morning. And then it will get about, and they'll be sorry.
Oh, Eeyore.
I don't mean you, Christopher Robin, you're different. So, what it all comes to is that I built myself a house down by my little wood.
Did you really? How exciting.
The really exciting part is that when I left it this morning, it was there. And when I came back, it wasn't. Not at all. Very natural, and it was only Eeyore's house, but still. I just wondered.
Christopher Robin didn't stop to wonder. He was already back in his house, putting on his waterproof hat, his waterproof boots, and his waterproof Macintosh as fast as he could.
We'll go and look for it at once.
Sometimes when people